stop.
To accommodate people 6:30 on our radio show.
Alright, alright. How's everybody doing this evening? Hopefully everybody is having a blessed day and a blessed evening. If you're not, you already know, like I always say, God is still God through it all. Thanksgiving is the topic of our show part two, with the twist, with the thank attitude. Now, y'all know, y'all all can testify to this. Sometimes people who are, you know, saved, now don't get me wrong, because you know you got some people who know the world, who love the Lord, you know, they go to church, they praise God, but at the same time, they got a thank attitude. Now, that is what tickles me. That's what gets me. Sometimes people have a stink attitude and got the stink and have a stink face to match. If you are always turning your nose up at what others do, what they have on, posted on Facebook or any other social media sites, or whatever person wrote on a song, or, I mean, and have a stink attitude, it doesn't make no sense. How could you have a Thanksgiving and have the nerve to be, you know, turning up your nose and having a stank attitude talking about something? Ooh, what she got on? Ooh, why they make that post? Let me make this post against that. That's negativity. You cannot have a Thanksgiving and you are putting out all these negative energies. It does not work that way. I mean, you have to understand, we are all judged by according to our thoughts and our actions. So what's up with this thing added? I don't get that, because I'm thinking if you turn your life over to God and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then all that stink stuff that you used to have or how you used to act, it should not be, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see that happening. To have a Thanksgiving, to have a joyful life, to have a peaceful life, you know what I'm saying? You cannot live your life with all that negativity. It doesn't work that way. I'm still mind boggled by, you know, people who have stink attitudes. It's a lot of people. Everyone is entitled to do whatever makes them happy. Point blank, period. It's no ifs and buts about that. No one has the right to judge another person. Only God can judge. That's the only person who justifies us. Is God. There's no way you're walking in faith with God and have a saint attitude at the same time. That just does not mix. Now, I'm not the one to judge, but at the same time, I'm like, hold on, saint attitude, really? No. But you really have to ask your question, why am I so contrary to every single thing? Anybody can answer that for me? I mean, hello? I know y'all know some people who got some stank attitudes, but they be up in church praising God. You can't walk around with that chip on your shoulder. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Whatever might have happened to you, I mean, God says you're supposed to forgive. So what happens to forgiving? You don't have to, I mean, it's hard to forget what happened, but, you know, forgive. Don't walk around with your chip on your shoulder. You learn to let that positive energy overtake you instead of having that negative energy and being guarded all the time. It's not cool. How can you be at peace and live in peace if you have a stank attitude and always, you know, attacking someone or snapping on someone for the littlest things? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it. That was a topic that hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, stank living, stink attitude. And how can you be thankful? How can you be thankful and be talking about everybody under the sun? Now, y'all know some people who can sit there and talk about this person, this person, this person, and they behind you right up in church praising God, you know what I mean? But instead of talking about them, why not try to assist? Why not try to help them? you know? So you point blank, you don't have to say something about every single thing. And you know y'all got, somebody has one of those friends or one of those aunties or uncles, whoever, everything. Because that's how I feel about it. That's one thing about me. I don't like to be around negative people, negative energy. If it has a negative vibe, I'm stepping off straight up. I love my peace. That's why I keep to myself. I have no time to be hanging out, going nowhere. No, that's not me. Not at all. That's why they say you don't do, when God fills you with the Holy Spirit, you don't do the same things you used to do. You don't move with the same people you used to move with. Don't mean you better than them. Not at all. Not at all. If you're not of like mind and walking on the same path, then that means you have to switch up who you are surrounding yourself by. Because if they are not on that same walk, then you can definitely still, you know, associate yourself with them. But it just has to be from a distance. Because the Bible says, come from among them, the non-believers. So they might say they believe. That's fine. I pray they believe, yes. But at the same time, are they walking in faith? It's a different thing. It's a totally different thing. So, you know, we just got to watch out for those, you know, think attitudes and the ones who say, you know, they walk in their faith. Check that. Anyway, we should be able to, you know, check our own self. Definitely have to be able to check our own self, because if we don't check our own self, you're going to find somebody who's going to mess around and check you. And I don't think nobody wants to be checked by another grown person. So the best thing to do, check yourself. Got to learn how to check ourselves. Point blank. Straight up. That's the way it should be. Now, when it comes to this corruption that's going on in Delaware, you got Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who works at Kent County Family Courthouse, who's not qualified for her position that she's in right now as a commissioner. This is my former attorney, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, my former attorney, who dropped my case in the middle of my case in order to be commissioned as a, in order to be confirmed as a commissioner. Now, Governor Jack Markell is the one who retaliated against me for speaking up against them all, because I spoke up against every last single one of them, the House, the Senate, Governor Jack Markell, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, I mean, just all of them. And he retaliated against me and made Gretchen Gilchrist a commissioner. How can you make this woman a commissioner when she didn't jack their people paperwork over and over and over and over again and have proof? That's the thing, y'all. Brought mad proof up there so they can see exactly what she has done. How could they turn their face? They turned their back on proof. Now, these are the same people that are supposed to uphold the law and chose not to uphold the law. They just chose to say, oh, well, you know, it's the governor's pick, so we're going to go ahead and ride out with the governor. Governor Markell, he ain't boo. You don't do that. That's not nice. That was wrong. He straight retaliated against me. That was wrong as wrong can be. But that's why I said, you reap what you sow. God don't like ugly. And that's the honest to God truth. You cannot sit there and just do whatever you feel that you want to do to one of God's children, one of God's people. No, sir. Don't work that way. Mm-mm. Don't even work that way. So, you know, we just have to learn how to evaluate our own self, learn how to check our own self, especially when it comes to our attitudes. Because sometimes we do have stank attitudes, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect or, like, I don't have no stank attitude. It definitely depends on what my stank attitude comes out on. Because if it's dealing with a person or a place, no. I choose, not even choose, I'm always, you know, pleasant, and that's how I intend on being. Now, some people, you know, be like, oh, I used to be pleasant too, but I went through this and this and that. You cannot allow your circumstances to consume you. You have to override your circumstances. Do not let your circumstances consume your life. If you do, that's when, you know, your heart starts to get hard. And we don't want that. We definitely, definitely, definitely don't want that. So this is where evaluation comes into play when you're by yourself. And there's nothing wrong with being by yourself. To be honest, I've been by myself for a while right now. You know what I mean? And it's been a blessing. Ever since I've been able to be by myself, I've been able to, you know, clear my head and see different things clear. And God has just been manifesting different things in my spirit and speaking to my spirit. I mean, so even with this radio station, this is something that I never thought I would be doing. But that's the thing about God. When he wants you to do something, he needs you to do something to get the word out there, to get the message out there, oh, you better believe you're not going to be doing empty things that you thought you were going to be doing. It's going to be something totally out of your element. He's trying to get you outside of that box. And I am definitely outside of the, you know, when I speak, I don't speak to, you know, like I said, don't speak to hurt anybody's feelings. Because I know we all are sinners saved by grace. So we all have some type of staff, some type of, you know, attitude or whatever. But when the negativity comes into play with the same attitude, that is the problem. We cannot be sitting there just talking about people left and right and talking about, oh, they got on, oh, girl, I don't know what she got on, but that is tacky. Who told her to put that on? Excuse me. That was those people's decision to put that one on and their decision to do whatever they did. So, therefore, we don't have a right to be questioning no one. I don't care if they're on a music video. That's how they roll. That's how they roll. That's their business. Because at the end of the day, we all individually have to pay for our sins. What you want to do with this knowledge, I just dropped on you. But at the same time, y'all have to learn, well, we all have to learn how to humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves. We do not need to be saints. We just don't have to be saints. No way. We do not have to be saints all of our lives. It's better to have a positive attitude than a negative attitude. Because if you have a negative attitude, you're going to find yourself by yourself a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. And with a negative attitude, you're okay. Now, some people with the negative attitude might try to buy you off. Don't allow it. Because you understand, money cannot buy happiness. It can't buy friendships. It can't buy loved ones. It can't buy none of that stuff. Not a thing. So, that is what I have to say about thank living. I so love that title. The title was making me laugh. Because it's so true. So true. Mm. Now, the Trump presidency, y'all already know how I feel about that. And if you don't, you're about to find out now. Because how I feel about it is that we need to pray for the man. Just pray for the Trump presidency and the entire cabinet. When I say they need it, oh, my goodness, they truly, truly, truly do. So, you know, we have to learn how to for the man. Pray is key. No need for judgment. We're not God, so we can't judge the man. If y'all didn't want him to be president, maybe somebody else should have ran for president. Female, anybody in the country. So no need in throwing stones and all the other stuff either. You just have to pray for him, his entire cabinet that he picked, and Congress. Because at the end of the day, our lives hang in the balance of truly, truly does. You know, I love y'all, so the only thing I'm going to do is try to encourage and uplift y'all and bring y'all the realness of every situation, every life situation. So we have to, you know, just start doing the will of God instead of looking out. Because there's a lot of us that have, you know, webcasts and different things like that. And it's very, very important to start, you know, giving back to the less fortunate. Now, I definitely want to do something for them as soon as possible. So, I mean, tomorrow I will be putting some stuff up so you can see. It's going to be on my Facebook, my Twitter, and hopefully my website will be up tomorrow. But if not, that's fine. But we need to start getting some things together. When I say we, because it takes a village. It takes a whole lot of people to feed some people that do not have any food to eat, that don't have any shelter. So I definitely would like assistance in donations, you know, helping out the needy, the less fortunate. It's going to start. The donations, I'm going to start like a donation drive that will start as of Monday. Now, this is something that's true and dear to my heart. So I will be needing different donations of building space. So whoever would like to sponsor their business, please email me at gmail.com. So that's what I'll be looking forward to. Definitely looking forward to it. And the donations is going to be with food, clothing, shoes, you know, even accessories, whatever you have that you do not wear anymore. And I know ladies, I can speak for myself because I'm a female. So ladies, whatever you don't have worn in a couple of years or anything like that, please contact me. At the email is mcassociates, with the S and the N, the number 4, at gmail.com. Once again, that's mcassociates, the number 4, all at gmail.com. I would so greatly appreciate your, I would appreciate it if you would just, email me, let me know if you are willing to do something. Now, this is to feed and clothe the less fortunate. And I'm pretty sure they will be satisfied with whatever donation size that they have received and they are getting. So please, 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 if you don't know, now you know. Next week. So, you know, I'm just trying to see if I can do the best that I can with what I do have and what I don't have. So that's where the donations come into play, because I know nothing about this this industry. It definitely needs to be. So, therefore, just bear with me. But, you know, it's been all I can say is it's been a joyful day, very joyful. So, but when it comes to stank living, I mean, stank attitude, y'all got to be aware of your stank attitude. And it's just going to start from, you know, scratch. Got to find out why. You want to be directed. I was going to ask why. Why did this happen? Why did this happen? So, you know. So, unfortunately, my time is winding down. But, you know, I'm going to see if I can a bit. And I definitely would like to appreciate your help. Definitely. I can't do it alone. And, I mean, it takes a village, just like I said, to make a village to raise a child. But, I mean, you already know. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. So we should not be hearing anybody, nothing at all. We should be talking about negative, we should be talking about Positive energy, positive energy. Always put out positive energy. Let that be your thing for this month. Positive energy and acts of kindness. Acts of kindness can go a long, long way. So always remember, always use wisdom, always use love, and be kind to all generations. So without ado, I'm going to leave you soon. As you know, so I'm on countdown right now. I'm on countdown, unfortunately. And I should not be on countdown, but that's the way it is. That's just not the way I want it. I am going to give you all the details tomorrow of the donation and the food donation and the clothing donation for all of you to have. So therefore, I know if we get together, ladies, we have a lot of stuff in our closet that we do not use. So, I mean, don't use, don't wear. A lot of other people can use that either to go on a job interview. You can bless somebody in a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous way. You know what I mean? That's what God has laid on my heart. So the way I speak from the heart for a reason. So if you, you know, donate, I so, so, so greatly appreciate. So without ado, I thank y'all for tuning in for Hope for All Radio Show. And God bless you. I love you. And tune in tomorrow night. Same time, same time, same time. God bless y'all. Take it easy. Peace.